Good morning, fine Americans. Let me welcome you to the 4th of July extravaganza. Happy 4th of July to you all. Hope everybody's getting ready to do some barbecue, and hopefully you're going to grill some steaks or hamburgers. Let's stay away from the chicken. Rumor is it's very dangerous. And believe me, I'm an unbiased source on information when it comes to chicken and beef. Well, let's just get down to it, and here's how the 4th of July extravaganza is going to go. I'm going to give you some fun facts about America, as well as some of my opinions on the holiday and how I feel about it. So, let's get started with some of these fun facts. Just a little kind of funny deal right here. In the 1870s, an engineer created a lubricator to oil train wheels while it was running. His name was Elijah McCoy. There were many imitations created of his machine, and these imitations did not work as well as the one he created. Thus, the phrase "the real McCoy" was created to denote the originals. Something that makes this pretty amazing is Elijah McCoy was actually born in a runaway slave family. And the real McCoy was an African American, for some of you guys who may not have known that. The original bell, now referred to as the Liberty Bell, was cast in London and was brought to the U.S. in 1752. It cracked a month later and was recast twice. The time and place of the current crack is actually unknown. Contrary to many beliefs, no star on the flag is specifically representing any one state. In fact, no law exists as to how they are even to be arranged. So, the current arrangement of the stars is just that way. July 4th, 1776 is the official date when our country was born. But actually was not one country until 1788, and you know, it's kind of some interesting stuff here. Lots of neat stuff happened in this country. Benjamin Franklin, this is a little weird, he composed his own epitaph when he was only 22 years old. Kind of interesting to be doing something like that at the age of 22, I think. the 33rd president, Harry Truman. What's his middle name? Harry S. Truman. His parents were going to give him the name Ship or Solomon, the names of his grandfathers. They could not agree, so they just gave him an initial, S. Kind of an interesting deal. And John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on July 4th, 1826. It was 50 years to the day after the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Kind of just a strange coincidence there. And in light of current events, just in case anybody was wondering, the United States actually captured Mexico City in 1847. It's a little fact there. So let's get back to the extravaganza. Being as it's 4th of July, I'd like to ask everybody just to take a moment out of their day, set down your cold beers and lemonade and iced tea, and maybe push the cake to the side and just kind of reflect back on all the soldiers who ever served this country and helped to defend our freedom. You know, they don't get to make the choice of which wars they fight. how prestigious they're going to be, but they fight them nonetheless. Just think about them and all they've given to help protect what we get to enjoy. Little funny deal, life coach, just yesterday morning we're driving from Globe over to Prescott to see the world's oldest rodeo in Prescott, Arizona, and she saw a bumper sticker with something reflecting or something in relation to peace. You know, I'm not totally opposed to peace by any means, and but she got a little bit angry about it, and she said something that made a lot of sense to me. She said she kind of yelled something that made a lot of sense. Not said it, I guess. You know, peace didn't stop Auschwitz, and it really, for some reason, struck a bell in my head and made a lot of sense. I mean, there's needs for wars, and one of them would have been to claim the independence of the United States against George III, the King of England at the time, when we decided to fight for this country. You know, aside from that, I'm just going to keep this one short and sweet, guys. I don't have much else to say today, except for be ready, because we're probably going to get off of Twitter and go to Facebook. I'm not really enjoying the Twitter. It sucks. And sorry that we've been bouncing back and forth a lot. I'm just trying to get into something that works and something that's easy to do. And I think a lot of you guys probably have Facebook accounts. I don't know. Sorry to do the switch. Just Twitter's not quite what I thought it was going to be. And yeah. So, that's all I got for you guys today. Have a happy 4th, and let me close it off with a little clip of the Star-Spangled Banner. And remember to be safe.